Park City Education Foundation Executive Director Abby McNulty says she's confident every child in Park City schools has benefited from their efforts.
We take a look at the number of programs we offer and the different grades that they're offered and the different schools that they're offered, and we can say that a PCF program impacts every single kid in the district.
McNulty says they raise funds through events and donations. They just finished their biggest fundraiser, Running with Ed, and they had the largest number of runners ever, with many teachers and students participating. They reduced the entry fees for students this year to make it more affordable for families to participate.
And just a minute ago, we raise our funds through events, through Red Apple Gala and Running with Ed, and individual contributions through Parent Appeal and through our Scholar Circle program and some foundation gifts. Running with Ed is our anchor event in the spring, and we had about 1,400 runners this year, the biggest we've ever had. We had 25% of our teachers running this year, which was so fun, and we had more kids than ever running before, and I brought my kids along this year, and we ran the whole event together, and every time we stopped at an exchange, they'd say, oh, there's Mrs. So-and-so, there's Mr. So-and-so, oh my gosh, I have to go say hi.
McNulty points to Park City High School accomplishments to highlight program successes curated by the Ed Foundation.
The debate and the Future Business Leaders of America program that is supported by the Ed Foundation is going to nationals this summer. The robotics program, also supported by the Ed Foundation, placed in the top 25 at the World's competition. We also have six graduating LIA students, seniors, who received an Amelia Brink Scholarship, which is funded through the Ed Foundation, and each one is going to a four-year college, the U, Utah State, and Westminster, which is incredibly exciting. LIA is Latinos in Action. It's a leadership program for Latino students at the high school.
The Ed Foundation helps support several music programs in the district beyond band and orchestra. Assistant Director of Bands for Park City High School and Treasure Mountain Junior High says the school district has always supported a bass music program, but the Ed Foundation adds other unique musical opportunities.
But we continue to offer a bigger product and more opportunities for the students, and the Ed Foundation has been able to step in and help out with that. So we've done things in the last 5 years, like we've commissioned a composer to write music specifically for our percussion ensemble that the Education Foundation helped with. We bought steel drums to introduce, you know, the only instrument invented in the 20th century to our students, and the Ed Foundation financed that. And then they've always been supportive of the marching band, which, again, these are all projects that are necessary to a music program to succeed at the level we do, but are not necessarily a base music program.
The Park City High School Marching Band has been invited to participate in France in the 2019 D-Day celebration. He says their Pearl Harbor 2016 performance was very successful and resulted in receiving an invitation to the June 6th parade in Normandy.
And the Ed Foundation has already said, yes, we will figure out ways that we can help you in marketing and in promotion and financially where it fits and things like that. Yeah, we're really excited to be able to take the message of Park City and our support of our service members like we did in Hawaii in 2016 for Pearl Harbor and take it to D-Day in 2019. And our invitation to the D-Day parade was actually based on our commitment and our participation in Hawaii in 2016 and the respect our students showed at Pearl Harbor. We actually came home and had an invitation waiting for us when we got home from Hawaii.
Hughes says every single student in the school district benefits from musical training because it's part of the elementary curriculum and the sixth grade music requirement. The Ed Foundation helps pay for instrument rental for students in need of financial assistance.
There's so much research out there about beat presence and the concept of engaging in repetition and just what music does within your brain to cross hemispheres and really make some connections for students. It helps them in all walks of life. And, you know, as music teachers, we like to think that we're not actually teaching music. We're teaching life skills. We're just using music as the vehicle to do it.
The Ed Foundation has also helped the marching band with new uniforms. Practice has started already for this coming school year. And if you're lucky, you'll hear their music coming from the high school fields. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.